of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they said, "Ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun." But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. For the Lord had said of them, "They shall surely die in the wilderness." And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. Save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said unto him, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea." And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof gave they to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his possession. And the sons of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the sons of Elah even Kenaz. But the fields of the city and the villages thereof they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And the sons of Jether, Jephunneh, and Pisbah, and Arah,